Thank you, Dr. Yang, for the introduction, and thank you all for attending my presentation. First, let me introduce the background of this study. As we know, the nitrogen is the vital component of the chlorophyll, amino acids, and the protein. Without proper nitrogen fertilization, the turf grass quality and the performance suffer. So there are basically two types of nitrogen fertilization. One is the granular, targeting the root uptake. The other one is the foliar fertilization, targeting the absorption through the leaf tissue. So the foliar fertilization has several benefits, such as reduced total input, have the uniform growth response, improve the application accuracy, and also reduce environmental impact. The picture shows the foliar nitrogen fertilization on the putting green. As we know, urea is one of the most widely used nitrogen sources for the foliar application. And due to its low cost, its high percent of the nitrogen, like 46% in weight, and it's completely soluble nature. So when urea gets into the plant cell, it must be hydrolyzed by enzyme urease to form the ammonia and the carbon oxide. And further, the ammonia can be simulated by a process called the glutamine synthesis. And we also notice that the protein degradation in the plant cell also forms the urea. Plants also take up the inorganic nitrogen sources. One is ammonia as a cation, and one is nitrate as an ion. And when they get into the plant cell, the nitrate has to be reduced to ammonium in order to go further assimilation. In addition, there are stabilized nitrogen fertilizer on markets, which contains the urease inhibitors and the nitrification inhibitors. They have potential to control the nitrogen loss due to the ammonia volatilization, nitrogen denitrification, and also nitrate leaching. So the project of this study is to compare the absorption, metabolism, and the longevity of foliar applied nitrogen sources to creeping bone grass and greenhouse conditions. Next, we'll look at the materials and the methods. Crenshaw creeping bone grass from the Walker, of course, a green nursery at Clemson University was used for this study. Plugs were transplanted to a pure sand pot with initial granular fertilization using 49 kg nitrogen per hectare. Pots were maintained 2 months before treatment at greenhouse, as picture shown here. So our treatments included six different nitrogen sources. Four of them are organic sources. There are two stabilized nitrogen, one is Mu-Max, one is U-Flex, and one nitrogen stabilizer, which is Hydrex, which is applied with urea as an additive, and also urea. There are two more inorganic nitrogen forms, sodium nitrate and ammonium chloride. They all fully applied at the same rate, which is 9.8 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. So the parameters we measured turf quality, which is based on a 1-9 scale, urease enzyme activity, total amino acid, and the total nitrogen content in leaf tissue. So the urease enzyme activity was determined using the indophenol assay for the detection of the ammonium release. The extract from the leaf tissue of the ammonium chloride as the standard added to the reagents of the phenol, natural perchloride, and hypochloride. After the reaction, a stable blue color showed as the picture here. And then absorptance was measured at 636 nanometers. So the amino acid was determined using the anhydrin method. And again, the extract from the leaf tissue of the standard of the glycine solution were added to the reagents of the cyanide and the anhydrin solutions. And after reaction, a stable purple color showed. and then absorbance was measured at 570 nanometers. This study was a completely randomized design with 5 replications, and 2 factors were studied. Factor 1 is the fertilizer products with 7 levels, including the control, and factor 2 is the sampling time with 3 levels, like 3, 6, 9 weeks after the foliar application. And main effects of the 2 factors were analyzed with ANOVA using the GMP, and the further mean separations were performed using the student t-test and the Fisher-Protect-IRC at a 5% probability level. Next, we look at the results. First, turf quality. This is total 9 weeks period, and week 3, 6, 9, the leaf tissue was harvested for the lab procedure. And if we look at the week 3, the UMAX and the Hydrex with urea showed a higher turf quality, while the ammonium and the sodium showed a relatively low. And when we look at week 6 and week 9, the difference between the treatment comparisons was reduced. And through this study, UMAX and the Hydrex showed a higher and more consistent turf quality compared to other nitrogen sources. And if you look at this figure, we can show the nitrogen sources increased their turf quality until week 4 and then decreased. Next, we look at the urease activity. On the y-axis is the unit of urease activity. We use the micromole ammonium release per minute per gram fresh tissue. On the y-axis is the different nitrogen sources. And the bars show the week 3, 6, 9 data after the application. As we can see, in the middle part, urea, UFLEX, UMAX, and the Hydrex, all these urea or urea-based fertilizers showed higher urease activity when compared to the ammonium and nitrate. If we look at each individual nitrogen per test, we can see the urease activity was reduced significantly through with the time. Then we look at the total amino acid. If we look each column, compare the small letters, we can see the nitrogen sources increased the total amino acid when compared to control, but there's no big difference between the N sources. And if we look at horizontally, compare the capital letters, we can see at week 6 and 9, the total amino acid was reduced when compared to week 3. Next, we look at the leaf nitrogen content. The y-axis is the unit as the percentage of dry weight. And again, this follows the similar trend as the total amino acid. All the nitrogen sources increase the nitrogen content in leaf tissue. And when we compare different N sources, there's no big difference there. But if we compare each individual N sources, the nitrogen content was reduced. Then we look at the correlation of the turf quality with the other three parameters, the urease activity, total amino acid, and total nitrogen content. From this table, I can see the turf quality was highly correlated with the other three letters for most of the situations. So in summary, nitrogen sources had a similar trend of turf quality through the study, with it increasing until week 4 and then decreasing. After week 4, the UMAX and the Hydrex with urea had a higher and more consistent turf quality compared to other nitrogen sources. Urease activity was increased by the urea and the urea-based fertilizers, and N sources had a similar effect on total amino acid and the total nitrogen content. And last, the turf quality was correlated with the leaf nitrogen absorption and metabolism. These are the literature cited, and here I would like to thank Dr. Hong Luo and Dr. Zhigang Li at Clemson University for their help in the lab procedure. Also, I would like to thank Koch, agronomic service company, for funding this project. I'll take any questions you may have.
We do have time for questions.
only putting out 9.8 kilograms per hectare. Are you surprised?
Yeah, little surprise, but if we look back to the treatments, before the treatments, we maintained the pulse at the greenhouse and used the initial fertilization at 49 kilograms per hectare. I think that contributes to the higher turf quality.
But did the control also get 49 kilograms?
Yeah, yes, that's 2 months period of maintenance. And that should reduce the impact of the residues. Yes. Okay, the question is what's the growing medium? So the growing medium, we use a pure sand, in pots. And we dig the plugs and put at top of the pots, and the medium is pure sand. At the beginning, we take the plugs from the green nursery as a golf course. Then we transplant it to the pure sand pots and maintain the pots at the greenhouse. Yes.
So the UMAX and UFLEX has a urease inhibitor in it, correct?
Yes.
So, but when you showed your urease activity, it was the highest. Do you have any explanation?
Because that's So the question is the UMAX and UFLEX have the urease inhibitors in the leaf tissue, and why it shows the higher urease activity. Okay, so the urease inhibitors from the label of the product is its function is to use on the ground and through the urease inhibitor in the soil to reduce the urease from the bacteria. But we're not sure if the urease inhibitor was get into the leaf tissue with the nitrogens. So you know there are basically two types of absorption through leaf tissue, one is through the stomata, which is well documented, one is through the cuticle layer. Actually, our lab is also testing the cuticle layer. But we don't know, we're not sure if, I think the further we can test if the urease inhibitor actually get into the leaf tissue and function there. So that's, I think that's what we should know better later.
Some of the urease activity is going to be right on the leaf surface, isn't it?
Actually, the urease is an enzyme that showed actually everywhere in the leaf tissue, vegetative leaf tissue, in plant cell. Not at the surface of the leaf tissue.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
When you measure for urease activity, you measure the disappearance of urea, or you measure the addition of ammonia? I think you measure the addition of ammonia, correct?
Okay, the question is how I measure the urease activity. Okay. For the urease activity, I measure the detection of the ammonium release. So if I know the amount of the ammonium release, I can calculate with the center curve to know how the enzyme activity was performed.
Okay, so did you subtract the did you have the known
I'm sorry, I can't. Could you repeat it? Right, so from the extraction of the leaf tissue, there should be urea there. And we before that, we have a background, we put one micromole urea right before the reaction. So that gives you the background and induce the urease activity there.
Okay, that's all the time we have for questions. Thanks, Lee.
Okay, thank you.